Hi, welcome to the Sun Sign School. I'm Steph Johnson and I'm going to talk about Saturn and Saturn returns. I'm going to start with some facts about Saturn and then I'll talk about Saturn in the chart and Saturn transits. Is Saturn a friend or foe? And then I'll end up with Saturn returns. What do they mean? So we've got quite a bit to get through and I hope that like me, you'll actually enjoy Saturn. Now, that's quite an unusual thing to say because most people talk about Saturn, the serious planet, as being quite heavy. And yes, it can be, and Saturn transits can be heavy as well. But I like to really get stuck into Saturn because I love to think of Saturn as the planet that gives us our grounding on Earth. I can be a bit of a space cadet. I love the esoteric and the spiritual. So for me, Saturn is that anchor. So let's get started with Saturn. Saturn is the sixth planet from the Sun, and it's the second largest in the solar system after Jupiter. It has 62 moons. That's amazing, isn't it? 62. We have one. Saturn's largest moon is larger than Mercury. Saturn was named for the Roman god of agriculture. The day Saturday is also named after Saturn. And Saturn has been observed in the night sky since ancient times, but Galileo was the first to observe Saturn with a telescope in 1610. Saturn is known as the father of time. So already you know that in the birth chart, Saturn is going to be the timekeeper. But anyway, back to the facts. Saturn revolves or orbits around the Sun once every 29.4 Earth years. So every 29.4 years, we have a Saturn return. Saturn comes back to where it was when we were born. But more on that later. Let's talk about what does Saturn mean in terms of astrology. I've had a look at a few of the astronomical facts, but let's look at Saturn in the chart. Well, Saturn is the god of agriculture. And in astrology, Saturn rules Capricorn, and in ancient times, Capricorn and Aquarius. I personally think that Saturn in Aquarius is very much linked to agriculture, but Saturn generally is. So Saturn's the ruler of Capricorn and Aquarius. It is associated with the colours black and grey. And as I said, the day of the week is Saturday. The mineral is lead. You're kind of getting the picture, aren't you? It's very heavy. Saturn rules bones, especially the teeth and knees, the feet, the spleen, and the skin, which is the largest organ, and is very much containing our body, containing our organs. And Saturn is a container. So if you have psoriasis, for instance, that is a very Saturnian condition. Now, I think like most of the planets, you can see them as either a friend or foe. But particularly with Saturn, it's one of the planets where when we have a Saturn transit, people think of it as being friendly or a foe. So let's start with the, I guess, less positive traits of Saturn. In traditional texts, it's known as the Greater Malefic because it's placed furthest from the creative warmth of the Sun and the fertile moisture of Earth and Moon, therefore cold. Saturn is also known as Father Time and is concerned with old age, boundaries, limitations, and death. As a foe, Saturn is associated with fear, gloom, and despondency. And in the words of astrologer Liz Green, even his virtues are rather dreary, well, to some people, self-control, tact, thrift, caution. Astrologer and colleague Deborah Holden says, Saturn is the lord of winter, the enemy of the sun, the symbol for the authoritarian father or the unswerving law, who cares less about the spirit of personal morality than obedience to structures that serve a collective purpose. Saturn calls for loss, she says, denial and sacrifice, wherever our immediate ego-driven interests conflict with wider needs or our own future evolution. Wow, I think we've really covered Saturn as the foe. Please stick with me because it's really interesting that as we talk about a particular planet, in this case Saturn, it can really bring the energy of that planet up in our charts. So as you're learning about Saturn, you might pick up the energy of Saturn in your own chart. So let's switch to Saturn as friend before we all get too depressed. So Saturn as friend, Jupiter is yes, then Saturn is no. So it's telling us when to stop and how to mature through learning, how to grow through the purpose of self-denial and the delaying of gratification. So through Saturn, we learn our limitations, and this is not a bad thing, the greatest limitation, that is, of which is our mortality. So you can see how Saturn could sometimes be associated also with fear. But we need to learn that we have a finite length of time in which to fulfill our life's purpose. I mean, this is our reality, and this is what I guess Saturn brings us right up against. There is a limit. No matter what your belief about whether you just end when you die, that there's no spirit, or you reincarnate, the reality is we are in, at this point in time, one life. And so Saturn is saying, how do you want to build in this life? What legacy do you want to leave? So to some extent, Saturn is the planet of ambition. Ambition, goals, and achievement. Now, this is not so much, goals as in aspirations, but more that step-by-step setting of goals so that we can achieve what we need to achieve in this lifetime. Saturn will also show us the qualities needed to reach our goals. So it's not just fight like Mars, or drive like Mars, or luck like Jupiter, but it's through hard work, discipline, and perseverance. And some of these words are also taken from Deb Holding's Skyscript website. I grew up in a time where you had to respect your elders. That was very Saturnian. So other Saturnian traits, and you may be thinking, how are these friendly, Steph? Well, these are like common courtesy. That's Saturn. Decorum, propriety. Now, obviously, we don't want all one planet and none of the other. But as we're talking about Saturn, these are the things that will help us in society to work with other people in a way that is respectful. For a long time, I lived in England. And in England, people used to complain about the queues. Now, I actually loved the queues over there because everybody queued politely. There were single files, organizations and businesses set up those rails where everyone was guided in one at a time. I thought that was brilliant. That's very Saturnian. Let's take our turn. Let's respect other people's time. Let's have some decorum. So right about now, you might want to look at Saturn in the birth chart. Usually we start with our own birth chart. So have a quick look. And I'll just go quickly through the 12 houses. Saturn in the first house. This is somebody who is going to appear Saturnian, who is going to be the timekeeper, who's going to be a little bit more withdrawn or detached, perhaps being very shy as they're young, but also perhaps appearing older than their years. Saturn in the second house is going to be somebody who really needs to work on self-worth. Do they feel worthy? Has somebody, depending on other things in their chart, rained on their parade early in life? So this is about slowly but surely building worth, that self-worth and personal income, monetary worth. Maybe somebody who's frugal with possessions, only buying what they really need. Saturn in the third house. If you have Saturn in the third house, you may have struggled in early learning in childhood, at school. Perhaps you had a sibling who kind of squashed you a bit, who was a bit too Saturnian. Saturn in the fourth house. This can be difficult, a difficult relationship, cold house, a cold relationship with father. But later in life, you really have the ability to build the foundations of exactly the type of private life, home, family that you want, but not so easy earlier in life. Saturn in the fifth house, something stopped you playing as a child. Now, this could have been, again, Saturn can be very much related to father. So we call Saturn Father Time, as I said earlier, but also Father in the chart. This was specifically Saturn and the Sun in ancient astrology represented your father. So Saturn in the fifth house, perhaps something happened with father. Perhaps your father was the sort who was quite strict. The friendly or positive side of this placement of Saturn is that you have the ability to really achieve some good things with creativity, with artistry, or to have a very positive relationship with your own children if you are building on that. So if you are taking what you learnt, maybe doing the opposite, but certainly building a positive relationship with your own children. You may even teach children. Saturn in the sixth house is somebody who takes their daily duties very seriously, who often does their chores before going out and having fun, who may take responsibility for small children, small animals, caring for other people. So perhaps a health worker, somebody who works in medicine or something along those lines. Saturn in the seventh house is going to take the whole issue of marriage and business partners and contracts very, very seriously. Maybe not marrying until later in life, although if you marry younger, if you do get into a very serious relationship younger, then you are likely to really look at, this is the person I want to be with for life. But it can be, Saturn can be delayed satisfaction in any area of the chart. Saturn in the eighth house is somebody who is quite, now this is going to sound strange, but sensitive as a young child. Now Saturn is not usually associated with sensitivity, but in this case, experiences early in life connected to death and inheritances and adult type of experiences is going to give them that extra understanding or that extra experience and therefore a degree of sensitivity. It is somebody who could later in life be very wise, be involved in business, and be able to understand and work with the cycles in life. Saturn in the ninth house is connected to study, travel, religion. So these areas become quite serious, perhaps even ponderous early in life. Saturn in the 10th is going to be a relationship with mother that needs a lot of respect, but perhaps a mother who could be critical of the person. But also, this is somebody who takes their career very seriously, who is going to work hard step by step to raise their position in society. Saturn in the 11th, now this is interesting, sometimes people or astrologers say Saturn in the 11th means difficulty with friendships. Now it certainly means that you take friendships seriously, but it can also be the person who joins groups to be a leader, to be an influencer, to be the senior person in that group, and somebody who has a few but very good friends. Saturn in the 12th, to my way of thinking, is somebody who enjoys or has been forced to and therefore has learnt to spend a lot of time on their own. They need their cave time. Now, this could be for negative reasons, i.e. introversion and fear, or it could be very positive for spiritual reasons. They love to meditate, etc. We say in the astrology world, that Saturn in the 12th is in its joy. And I think that that emphasizes the positive side of things, where you can actually learn to really enjoy being in your own company. Now, one of the reasons that I've gone through Saturn in the houses is because it leads into Saturn transits and your Saturn return. So think about where, in your case, where your Saturn is. And as I'm talking about Saturn transits, that is going to be the area of your life or your chart that lights up, and also during your Saturn return. So let's go to Saturn transits. Going back to the friend or foe analogy that I was using before, let's start with foe. So you're looking at Saturn in the position of a chart, whether it's your own or someone else's, and its transits can highlight the area in which we encounter loss, frustration, failure. And sometimes there is emotional pain that this is involved with, but Saturn is more really detached and it's saying, this is the experience. So for instance, if I'm seeing a client who's having a Saturn transit and they're struggling because they have to care for a loved one, Saturn is saying, understand that this is emotional, but your duty is this. Now, it's also your choice, but you need to think seriously about the consequences and the accountability. I think this is why so many people, and myself when I was younger, found Saturn a little bit hard, because we sometimes have to make hard choices. Sometimes at the time, we don't see that this hard choice is going to have some really positive payoffs further down the track, because Saturn is the Lord of Karma, and karma doesn't just go from lifetime to lifetime, it can go from early in life to later in life. But the Father of Time is saying, in time, you will see the benefits. So if you are more mature, Saturn transits, I think, are a little bit different. And by mature, I don't necessarily mean old. Some people are born old. They may have a very strong Saturn and they like Saturn. So if this is the case, then Saturn transits can be a really beneficial time where qualities of stability and steady investment in long-term planning prove really well rewarded. The period can act as a reminder that sacrifices made in the past were fitting and well considered, and now you're reaping the benefits. Saturn will always bring an aging touch, a feeling of getting older or slowing down. Sometimes it brings a surprising awareness that we are actually content to give up the dreams and ambitions that drove our passions in the past. So Saturn transits can also sometimes herald memories and people from the past, or an increase in the number of older and wiser people in our immediate circle. Saturn transits are very much associated with Saturn, the Lord of Karma. So this is the law of cause and effect. So avoiding lessons and responsibilities in the past can result in difficulties which need to be finally faced. But planting good seeds and attending to duties can result in positive results. Now let's get to the big one, the first ever Saturn return. People who are not astrologers know of Mercury retrograde and Saturn return. So many people talk about the Saturn return. I even saw something recently about young Emma Watson, who starred as Hermione in the Harry Potter movies. She was talking about her Saturn return, the before and the after, and all the things that she'd learned. So Saturn return is almost popular culture now. So the Saturn return occurs every approximately 29 years. It means that the planet Saturn, as I said earlier, has done a full cycle and has returned to its original position in your birth chart. So the first Saturn return is at approximately 29 years old. And it's one of the most important times in your life. I think that's why it's such a big one. Even in modern times, it's a very important time of life. Even if you or someone who you're consulting or doing a chart with or for is saying, I don't think I'm going through anything really significant. Once again with Saturn, when you look back, you'll go, gee, that was really a turning point. With the first Saturn return, you're leaving behind your childhood, you're reviewing your life through new, more mature eyes, and if you've been doing things subconsciously or consciously to please your parents, to fit in with society, etc., this is your moment to become your authentic self, to take responsibility for yourself. I'll talk a little bit more about the second Saturn return, and some people are getting to the third Saturn return, but I'll talk a little bit more about that later. At the moment, I'm focusing on the one around 29 years. The Saturn return is when life is changing in significant ways. These changes can be gradual. They can be sudden. Sometimes what you'll think is they're sudden, but when you look back, you realize it's been building up for a while. So it depends on other aspects of your astrology. Nothing in the cosmos works alone. But whether or not this is a slow process, you are now reaping the rewards of past actions. You're learning from past actions. Now, this is not a positive or a negative. Even if really terrible things have happened to you, this is your moment to go, this is what I've learned. I'm now going to take responsibility. I'm going to do self-care, and these things are not going to happen to me again, and I'm going to move forward. But hopefully, you haven't had terrible things happen to you, and this is more a case of just going, you know what? I may do more of the same. I may be doing the same job, in the same relationship, in the same house, but this is my way now. Because it's Saturn and it's saying, you need now to take responsibility. So in other words, the knowledge and experience that you've gained so far in your life, it's now up to you to make life-altering decisions. So in a sense, this period is a culmination point in your life so far. Now I'm saying your life. If you're listening to this, you may also be thinking, well, I need to apply this to other people's charts. So it's exactly the same for everyone. It was the same for me when I turned 29. Saturn is in my 8th house, ruling my 9th house. Now, if you've done some astrology, you might understand that, but it was time for me to face my fears and go overseas. So the fears came from being told, Saturn in the 8th, that I wasn't good enough, that it was scary to take risks, that cycles of life were to be avoided. And 9th house was all about adventure. It may seem a strange thing on a Saturn return to be taking off overseas, but for me, it was about facing fears and opposition from family and taking responsibility for myself and my own life. So this event known as the Saturn return, one where your past comes under close scrutiny, you're being compelled, as I was, to tackle life with a new maturity. It's time to take responsibility for your own life. You can no longer blame others for the challenges you have faced. So this can be an exciting time when people realize that they're free of the bonds that have restricted them from achieving their ambitions. In my case, I was very, very scared, but once I did it, it was later on, there's that aspect of time, very liberating. So perhaps you've been trying to live according to parental expectations, or you've been responsible for a weak or sick parent. Now it's time to not let others dictate your decisions, but to go forth and face your fears and do what you need to do. Saturn is never about avoiding responsibilities. So if you feel that there's a responsibility that you need to adhere to, then that is also your choice. What Saturn is saying at the Saturn return is not avoid responsibilities. It's saying take responsibility for your choices. Now, sometimes as youngsters, we can have an overdeveloped sense of responsibility, looking after a weak parent or stepping up as the oldest of siblings. You can choose to continue to do that in your Saturn return if that is satisfying and you believe that it's part of your karma. But if you feel that it's now somebody else's responsibility and you need to move on, then again, this is your choice. So sometimes Saturn is tough choices. So let's look at the second Saturn return, another 29 years later, so around the age of 58. And once again, this is a period of reckoning. Now you'll look back to your first Saturn return and see the changes and see how life has unfolded since then. You may look back at your life with a feeling of satisfaction on your achievements, and you may be feeling, that's good, I have reached a period of reckoning and I'm happy with everything. Or you could look back and you could say, wow, things didn't actually turn out how I thought they would, and adjustments are now needed. If you've avoided facing your fears and challenges earlier in life, then this period may be a little bit more difficult. If that's the case, you need to remind yourself of the saying, it's never too late. The second Saturn return can sometimes herald a period of endings, ones brought about by yourself or something that you're experiencing as a closure in one or more area of your life. Again, like with the first Saturn return, with the second Saturn return, look at the birth chart, look at where Saturn is, look at where Capricorn and Aquarius are, and that will give you some clues as to the areas in which the Saturn return is playing out. The second Saturn return can also sometimes be a period during which things appear to slow down. Maybe you're a little bit tired, maybe your work life is a little bit more boring, maybe life has changed in the home in some way. This can be seen as a time of giving you the space to come to terms with life thus far. Second Saturn return can also be a time when responsibilities are changing, and so therefore A person is looking at the role that they want to play in their own lives and in other lives. It can also be a time when you're looking at legacy. What's my legacy to other people? So not just what you want to achieve for yourself, but Saturn, what you're going to leave behind, what you're going to work towards. It may also be a time of thinking about, do I want to retire from one area of my life and go into another? This usually involves responsibility as well. For instance, the second Saturn return, just as a story or an analogy, could be that you've been working really hard at work, but now you have an elderly parent. So do you withdraw from work a little bit to take care for or responsibility for an elderly parent? It could also be a time of becoming a grandparent if you've had children. It can be a time of having a bigger role in your work. However it plays out, it's certainly a time of looking back over life and coming to terms with what's been going on. And this is also the case for people who are now living to their third Saturn return, which can occur from the age of 84. All of these Saturn returns are life-changing periods. They're periods during which you acknowledge your achievements, and rather than focusing on any perceived failures or inadequacies, it's very much a time to employ some detachment and even some kindness for yourself. Saturn is about learning lessons. It's not about judging yourself or others harshly. It's about simply accepting of what's been going on. Some things, whether we like it or not, are beyond our control. Scratch the surface and everybody has a story. So this is not about being harsh, judging yourself, as I said before. At all of these periods, the very best thing that you can ask yourself is, have I tried, have I attempted to be a good person? If the answer to that is yes, then that's the line in the sand. And having drawn that line in the sand, you then go on to look at the lessons, look at what you've learnt, and look at what you can share with others. Now, at the first Saturn return, this is more about living your life. How do you want to live your life? At the second Saturn return, there's an element of both. How do I want to live my life? 58 these days is still pretty young. And at 84, yes, someone is coming to the end of their life. There is more looking back, perhaps, than looking forward. But perhaps Saturn is the Lord of Karma. Perhaps 84, Saturn return, is also about preparing for the next life. Saturn is about reality. And the reality is that having reached 84, you are likely to have perhaps 20 years more, perhaps not. But again, Saturn's saying, how do you end your life with grace, dignity, and decorum? All Saturn words. So the advice for a Saturn return is to step by step by step reassess your life in a kind light thus far, and to move forward with a plan that is based on experience. In esoteric astrology, Saturn is known as the dweller on the threshold. First Saturn return, the dweller on the threshold of maturity. Second Saturn return, the dweller on the threshold of legacy. 84, the third Saturn return, dweller on the threshold of who knows. Alice Bailey of the Theosophical movement wrote a book called Death, the Great Adventure. Perhaps Saturn is the dweller on the threshold of a great adventure. Talking about Saturn in this way may be morbid, but it's not. Saturn is reality, and Saturn is the reality that we all need to face in our own lives, the reality of ourselves, our lives, and our choices. And great rewards can come from making good choices. Thanks for listening to this Sun Sign Astrology Lesson on Saturn and the Saturn Return. I'm Steph Johnson.